Track 43, Unit 10, page 112, Global Warming. The average temperature at the South Pole in 2009 was -47.9 degrees Celsius, making it the warmest year since records began in 1957. This was unfortunate for people wanting to join the 300 Club, since the rules of the club state that the temperature must reach -100 degrees Fahrenheit, -73 degrees Celsius. Would-be members then warm up in a 200 degree Fahrenheit, 93 degrees Celsius sauna and rush outside, experiencing a 300 degree temperature difference. They run to the pole that marks the geographic South Pole and then run back into the sauna to get warm. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, 2009 was the fourth warmest year since global records began in 1895. The hottest year was the 12 months up to July 2012, followed by 2010 and 2005. In addition, the last 15 years have included 13 of the warmest years on record. These high temperatures have caused the polar ice caps and glaciers around the world to melt even faster, increasing the possibility of avalanches, landslides, and floods. Scientists point out that as the ice melts, the pressure on the Earth's crust lessens. This can affect earthquake faults and even set off volcanoes. In fact, when the last ice age ended 12,000 to 15,000 years ago, there was a jump in volcanic activity of 300%. The American Association for the Advancement of Science, AAAS, made an official statement on climate change in 2006. The scientific evidence is clear. Global climate change caused by human activities is occurring now, and it is a growing threat to society. The time to control greenhouse gas emissions is now. www.aaas.org